Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It has four levels of defense to help keep your engine running efficiently. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
The show begins tonight speculating about the Strait of Hormuz. Later in the day came the news that there had been an extension of the ceasefire, which hasn't been much of a ceasefire given that there was kinetic action over at night, the sides retaliating against each other with a report that Iran hit an American base, I don't know where. I don't think they gave us the details. And now there's an extension of a ceasefire for another 60 days or something like that, at the end of which they will work on the suspect nuclear weapons program. Both sides are now obliged to open the Strait of Hormuz in the next 30 days. In other words, it's so complicated, who can follow it? The markets don't seem especially excited, and I understand why. Iran is taking on the idea of demining the Strait of Hormuz. None of this is trustworthy information, but it is all what we get. I discussed the Strait of Hormuz and the crisis in Iran with Colonel Jeff McCausland, who was just back from travels, and he believes the word standoff is appropriate to what we're witnessing now in the Straits of Hormuz. We concentrated most of our attention on the Ukraine war because Russia is making threats repeatedly to escalate. That means either mobilization, full mobilization, hundreds of thousands of men, and their major weapon systems. They're also threatening or talking about attacking the government centers in Kyiv, which means Americans would die. A lot of people would die. That's where the government continues, and that so far there's been hands off. Both sides haven't hit with drones or missiles what they can. Mr. Zelensky was reported in Europe buying aircraft, high-performance warplanes from Finland, I believe. I had a correspondent just returned from Finland saying they genuinely believe that Russia's coming for them after it finishes with Ukraine. Can't dissuade them of that. I don't want to. They live up against Russia and they have memories. Russia came after them in 39-40 in the Winter War. I know the Baltics are convinced the Russians are coming. I don't live there, so I'm going to just pass it on. Other conversations tonight have to do with the prospect of nuclear energy in the Gulf expanding. Every time there's a nuclear power plant, there is the potential of saying you want the right to enrich. And if you enrich, there is the potential of enriching to fissile material to the percentage that is necessary for a bomb. Also, the spent rods in a reactor, light water reactor, have the makings of plutonium with a chemical process. And plutonium makes a bomb. So we're looking at a complication of the Non-Proliferation Treaty that wasn't entirely anticipated in 1970, nor has it been clarified ever since. There are more concerns in the show. I did have a happy conversation with Josh Rogan about the results of the summit between Mr. Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing, where the results were easy to summarize. There were no results. There was talk of a board of trade and a board of investment, trade for China, investment for the U.S. However, it didn't have any numbers attached nor an urgency. There was also talk of deals being made, Boeing, 200 aircraft. They've talked about that before. Some soybean, they've talked about that before. Why did Mr. Trump take along all those Silicon Valley executives? They ate a dinner in Beijing and flew home. Unexplained things. Josh says there is the concern of magnets. That's rare earth, what you need rare earth for. And the magnet supply running out sooner rather than later, meaning a damage to all car production lines, aircraft lines, high-performance machines lines. More to worry about. Also, a conversation on and off, I've had this conversation for some time, about the Supreme Court. And is it a conservative court? Yes. Is it unexpected when it has a conservative opinion? No. So the excitement is political. The court is predictable. I talked to Stephen Mazey of The Economist about that, that even the upset after Callis, Louisiana versus Callis recently about redistricting along racial lines, not unexpected, given the way the Supreme Court was made up and what it had been talking about for years. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy what there is. We are looking forward to analyzing the extension of the ceasefire in the Strait of Hormuz. It's important to the administration to get all the way to the election in November without committing itself. On China, on Iran, on Ukraine, on Russia, just don't commit. Keep kicking the can. Least risk. And let Mr. Trump sell it with the best, the most beautiful, the most amazing, never before. It works for real estate. Thank you for listening. Good night.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say, yeah. Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com, it's all in the name.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah. That feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.